Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. We are all the way in New York today. We are on tour with the podcast. We've been in Miami. We've been in DC. We've been in LA. And now we're in New York. Oh my goodness, we're having so much fun. We're meeting the most amazing entrepreneurs. And you guys have been writing in with all of your love letters and thank you notes and questions. And I know you've been enjoying our amazing guests. So this is another amazing guest today. And we have had entrepreneurs. We've had A-list stars. We've had so many wonderful, inspirational people on the show, and I know that you're going to continue to keep growing and learning. And that's why we listen to podcasts, is to learn and get inspired and be vulnerable and open up to things in ourselves that we didn't know were even there. Today is an amazing show, and it's all about confidence and transformation. And I'm with a beautiful woman who was actually here yesterday at the event that I spoke on stage at. And we'd already booked in to come on the podcast. And it was when I saw you, I went, oh, I love this girl. I didn't even realize it was you. Yes. And I was like, she's a baddie. I love it. Welcome to the show, Laurie Giselle.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And I loved you yesterday on speaking in the conference. Honestly, your energy was just on fire.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I got, you know, to witness that.
Thank you. What was your favorite part of what I did on stage?
Honestly, I think it was just your energy. I mean, the way you speak, you're very passionate.
Thank you.
And you're, again, the best way I can explain it is that you are on fire. And you can feel it, like the energy in the room as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
And I love that you even did like an exercise where we got to close our eyes and have kind of like a little meditation moment. Your voice, by the way, I can go to sleep listening to your voice. I don't know if that's part of what you do,
yes.
But I'm like, oh, I can, like, your voice is like so soft.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Like, oh, I can listen to
it. I have two sides of my voice, right? I have like the mass, like, inspirational side, and then I have the like super soft.
That.
And most people don't have that like dynamic where they can go between two. But girl, this ain't about me, this is about you. You're such a sweet person. I love
Thank
it.
You.
Okay, I want to talk about transformation. Mm-hmm. The secret really to becoming her. The secret to every woman having confidence that they've never had. The secret to women having those transformational moments and turning their breakdowns into breakthrough. And you are such an expert in this. You're so good at what you do. So tell me about the confidence shift that changed your life.
Yeah, so I think there's a big misconception that, you know, you're just born confident or
right.
you just have to have it. And that's absolutely not true.
Really?
Because growing up, most of my life, I was just a very shy girl.
I cannot even believe that.
So shy, so quiet, scared to speak up for myself or even advocate for myself. I was definitely a people pleaser. And now anybody that I meet, I get the feedback, like, you're so confident, you're so bold, you have an aura. And again, it's like I laugh at those comments because I'm like, if you only saw me 5 years ago, like
right.
it's been literally like a year, just within a year. Such a transformation, and you'd be surprised that confidence actually came from just like a period in my life where, you know, I went through something, and instead of, you know, doing what others do where they go outside of themselves to seek external validation
right.
from others, I could have turned to alcohol, partying, you know,
right.
rosters, you know, now everybody advocates for having rosters, and no, instead, you know, I really took that year to go within. I actually spent a lot of time like alone and basically developing myself.
Wow.
And I think that's where true transformation took place for me, was actually that period in my life where others may use it to become bitter or to maybe, you know, whatever the case may be, not believe in love anymore or, you know, kind of look at life a little bit more negative. I chose to do the complete opposite.
That's amazing. Well done that you did that. So I know it's very hard. But what was the thing you went through that you had to grow through?
So it was, you know, a separation.
Mm.
It was a betrayal. And, you know, something that was very hurtful. And, you know, it's hard because at that moment, you know, you're angry, you're hurt. I don't even know how to say how much I wanted to seek revenge. But instead I chose peace and I chose to work on myself and I chose to go within.
Wow.
And I'm sure there's many people out there that can, you know, relate to something like that.
Right. Oh, my God. So many. I mean, I've been through it myself. And when you go through those times where it's so trying and so difficult, all you want to do is seek revenge. And you just want to, like, scream and be like, why did you do this? There's a lot of the why. And then when you actually look at it, you're like, okay, they have a problem. It's them. So obviously they're projecting whatever their fears onto me. And then it's created this. And then what ends up happening is we try and seek validation in the instant moments. Then we go through ego, hurt, pain, all the different emotions until we come out the other side where we're like, okay, I'm going to work on me and I'm going to get myself back to feeling amazing and know that it was nothing to do with me what happened. And then you start to evolve, which is so beautiful. So if every woman listening could learn one lesson from your journey, what would it be?
It's to invest in yourself.
Mm.
Always invest in yourself.
So
and,
good.
And that can be anything. I mean, and I'm not even talking about look-wise. Through that journey, like I, you know, and you should know, like meditation, I was meditating for, you know, the mind. I would do, you know, we were just talking about yesterday, you know, morning routines.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I definitely got even whatever you believe in, God, universe. Mm-hmm. I, you know, for me, it was, you know, my faith.
Right.
Going to the gym. Mm. I got back into the gym. I was like, I'm going to work on me. I'm going to look good. I'm going to feel good. So it's really just investing in yourself, but not just only look wise, but also, again, that mentality of you are that girl.
So
like, that's
good.
Really how you have to move through this world is that belief that you are that girl. And something that I realized in my self-development journey is that, again, that inner work is harder to see from the outside at first.
Mm.
So only you start to see that change. It's kind of like how they say about the fitness where, you know, it takes 30 days for you to, you know, see changes, 60 days for your friends to, you know, see the difference. And then another 30 days for the world to kind of see the changes. That's what I started, you know, kind of the same thing with your mentality is I started to see the difference in myself.
Mm.
And then my friends who I, you know, maybe I hadn't seen in a while were like, wow, like you've changed or there's something, you know, different about you. And now new people that I meet are like, you know, they absolutely just think that I was born just this confident person. I'm like, oh my God, no.
So it's the glow up.
Yes.
I call
it internal and externally.
Ooh, I love it. The glow up to grow up. Like,
ooh,
it's
like
so good. Girl, you should coin that.
You should coin that.
When we do our coaching sessions, oh my God, we're going to come up with some stuff. Coin that.
I love that.
If y'all are listening, you already know. She already has a program by this point called The Glow Up to Grow Up.
The Glow Up to Grow Up. I love that.
Isn't that so you? We need to write that down.
So we don't forget.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to write it down. The Glow Up to grow up. I feel like that is for you. This is so good. Okay. What is something that women tolerate that they absolutely should not?
That they tolerate?
Mm.
I would have to say just tolerating anything that they don't want in their life.
Mm.
Just, and that could be anything.
Like settling.
Yes. I am so against settling for anything that you want. And so, like, let's say, for example, in a relationship, if I'm dating somebody and I feel like I'm lowering my standards, I'm not settling for that.
Really? So you say no straight away?
No. It's like I know what I want, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is a bad person or I may even still like them. But I just think that, again, I know what I want. And you should go find what, you know, everybody should go find what they want and align themselves with somebody who's, you know, is willing to give that back. So I think that is definitely settling is a no for me.
Mm, so good. Okay. What changed when you finally stopped needing everyone to like you?
So this is actually a good question because, you know, I used to walk into a room wondering if people liked me. And now I walk into the room with such confidence that now my perspective is, do I want your energy with mine? Like that complete mentality shift was huge for me. And I think that helps with the confidence as well, because you don't care if people like you or not. Like I am going to be me. And whether you like me or not, that's not going to stop who I am. That's not going to stop my purpose. That's not going to stop my path. And no, you're never going to please everyone, ever. So you might as well do what you want, be you, of course, if you're a good person. And I also learned how to say no as a people pleaser.
Mm.
I used to find myself again, as a people pleaser, saying yes to, you know, everyone. And that's basically saying no to myself.
Sometimes saying no means saying yes to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes saying no to other people externally is a way of us protecting our energy. Mm-hmm. It's a way of us saying yes to ourselves in a greater way. I had to start saying no to so many things. Oh, Natasha, you want to come out for a drink? No, I can't.
Yeah.
Natasha, you want to do dinner? I can't.
And I used to feel guilty doing that.
Right. How did you transform that guilt?
Oh, there is no guilt anymore because now I'm so focused on my own, like my purpose, even like the drinking, for example, where I know I have something to do the next day. I'm going to choose me, and you should always choose you, especially when it comes to your path and your purpose. So you have to absolutely be comfortable saying no to your friends and really, you know.
That was perfect. I get it. I love it. And by the way, I love emotion. I think raw emotion is so real. Like when we've had people cry on the show, like people really like when they tell their stories and like, it's so amazing. We love like the genuine raw emotion of this stuff. How do you become the woman that you've always dreamed of being?
Which is funny because I always didn't have a clear picture of that. But when you really take time to reflect, which is so important, that's when you begin to have a clearer picture of who you want to be. And as I mentioned, 2025 was such a transformational year for me. And that's really when I sat down. It's like, who do you want to be? Who are you right now? Who do you want to be? And how are you going to get there?
Wow. That is so freaking good. That is amazing. So what did you do when you asked yourself those questions?
I asked myself, what is it going to take to become that person? Again, I was a shy, quiet person. Right. I wanted to be confident.
Yeah.
I wanted to be self-assured.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to step into rooms that we spoke about of being so confident that you don't care if people like you or not because you are so secure in the person that you are.
Yes.
And I really started even journaling about who I wanted to be, who I wanted to become, who that does that girl look like?
What
does that
girl do? Scripting. I love that.
What does that girl do? What are her daily habits? What is she reading? Who are her friends?
And then what habits did you pick up and put down?
So we spoke a little bit yesterday. I know you asked the audience, what was their morning routine? Before, I used to, as soon as I woke up, used to get on my phone, start doing scrolling, wasting time, late to work. Like that was kind of like such a bad habit that I stopped doing that. And before getting out of bed, I would put on kind of like meditational music and would meditate. And even do a prayer before getting out of bed to kind of start.
So you swapped it from doom scrolling to a meditation and prayer. That is so powerful. Give me another thing you did.
We spoke a little bit about fitness. Fitness has always been something that's very important to me. But you know, with fitness, you're kind of on and off. You make excuses of, you know, when you want to go, when you don't, when you feel like it. And that really taught me discipline. And going every day, whether you feel like it or not, because our emotions are constantly changing. You know, one day you feel like it, one day you don't. But when you have, you know, that discipline to get it done, whether you feel like it or not, that is a game changer.
Wow, that's so good. I believe discipline is at the core of success. Mm-hmm. I believe that without discipline, we can't be who we were born to be. Every day you get a choice of how you're going to show up. Are you going to show up or are you going to show down? Nobody else is going to do it for us. So that discipline is at the core of who we are. It's why I started working out. I used to hate working out. Spoke about it on stage yesterday, which you heard. I hated it. So that was something that I knew. I want to get my body in shape. So I'm going to start doing this so I have discipline in my life and prove to myself that I'm not a procrastinator. So I started going to the gym. I got a trainer. Now I have a trainer. I'm forced to go. I'm forced to do it because I can't miss it. And I know I'm not going to miss when I'm in the gym being on my phone or fucking around because I have a trainer who's like on me. So I'm like, boom, I go to the gym. Now I've proved to myself that I have discipline. And it goes into every other area of my life.
So
not just the physical, like you were saying earlier. It's not just the looks. There's way more to it. And I literally started doing that. So now I'm like, okay, I work out. Now my mind is set for the day. My mentality. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm ingesting information that's helping me to be the best version of me and get to the next place. So I'm inspired. So I'm motivated. That's the way that we change, through discipline and changing our habits. Mm-hmm. People think if you have the same habit, you can be a new person. Sweetie, why are you going to become a new person from doing the same thing? If you always did what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. You got to change who you are at core level. You have to snap out of what you thought you were and snap into who you want to be and go, ready to let go of those old things. Like we said earlier, the glow up to grow up. You have to glow the fuck up, but you have to become the new version of you through habits, thoughts, and feelings. So it's your thoughts, it's your feelings, and it's the way you act every day. So I love the fact that you really did step into her.
Yeah.
You became her, which is so inspirational. There's so many people out there who just want to become that person today. Right. I think that's so cool. What would you say to somebody who feels completely lost right now?
You know, I think that I feel like a lot of people feel that way. I was once there as well. And I think that people think that, you know, their purpose just comes in like a lightning bolt and it just is a quick thing, or that you have to know right away what it is. But I think from my experience, clarity comes from movement.
Right.
Like doing.
Say that again. That was a mic drop.
I even forgot.
Clarity
comes from movement.
So good.
Clarity comes from movement. Again, you got to move, right? You got to take steps. Even as we were previously talking, even if you don't see the full staircase, take the first step. Even if you're unsure of where you're going, take the first step.
Wow.
And I think I will say also that what kind of called me to this work was how passionate I was about it and the feeling that I got when I speak about confidence and growth and self-development. And I think people also kind of need to, again, do that reflection of what excites you.
Mm.
What gets you going? What is something that you can talk about for hours?
So good.
Like, what brings you, when I start talking, I get like this tingly feeling. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, what brings you that emotion? Like, where, again, you feel good, that right there.
That's your purpose.
That's your purpose.
Boom. That is your purpose. So good. So good. You're right. It's that feeling that you know you should be doing. It's like, yeah. What wakes you up every day? I know every time I get up in the morning, I'm like, Lord, show me my assignment for today. Show me who I need to reach today. And I just feel inspired when I'm talking about my area. Like I said, I won't talk about areas that I don't know. I'm not going to try and coach on things that is not my forte.
Right.
I am sticking in my genre, in my arena. And that's why I'm so good at what I do, because competence equals confidence. You can't have confidence without competence, because you'd be shit at what you do, which is like fake confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence comes from being so fucking good at what you do that it just shines and pours out into other people.
And I will say 2025 also was a year that I just wanted to be led. I was tired of, sometimes a lot of us, honestly, have this need to control and try to control outcomes. Mm. But it's also sometimes putting your hands up in the air. And
yes. Like,
you know what? Just lead me to my purpose. When one door closes, another one will open. If it's not that path, it's going to be the right path. Like that right there is also, again, if you believe in the universe, God, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, what resonates with you, also have that confidence that you are being led to your purpose.
Mm.
But you also have to recognize it too. You know what I mean? Again, you have to be very aware, self-aware and just present and aware of your emotions. Again, what lights you up?
Mm. But what if your purpose isn't something you find? It's someone you become.
Mm. Ooh, you have to become the person. That is so powerful right there, because if I would have gotten this opportunity even to be on this podcast 10 years ago, would I have been ready? Would I have been that woman who was able to come on this podcast and speak from experience? No. I had to actually go and experience it for myself, and now I'm able to speak on it.
So powerful. What are the signs that life is trying to push you into a new chapter? I feel like there's someone listening today who that's for. I don't know who that's for, but what are the signs in your eyes that life is trying to push you into that new chapter?
Ooh, that's almost the word I thought was like alignment too with that question. I'll give you an example. And I think I mentioned it to you when we first spoke on the phone, and I was actually speaking to a friend. Kind of like, again, my life experiences. And I mentioned to him, I think I'm meant to speak. And I don't know why, because I am actually so scared of public speaking.
Which is crazy, because you are so natural.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do that in our sessions. We're going to do public speaking confidence in my session. That's what I teach people.
I need that.
Right.
But again, I just felt the need that I have something to say, even though I'm so scared to, like, like, for me, I was like, I'm going to have to be pushed. If that is my purpose, I'm going to have to be pushed.
Well, that's what I'm here for, queen. We're going to push you up there.
I'm like, if that's my purpose, it's going to be because I'm going to be led there, not because I'm going to be searching for it.
Wow.
So I was speaking to him about me wanting or having this feeling that I'm meant to speak, say something, and he kind of lights up because I know how he gets, ready to, you know, reel me into something. And I'm like, relax, like, chill. Like, I'm not saying I'm ready for that. Like, I'm kind of said the same thing. I just want to be led somewhere. You know, if it's meant to happen, it will. I kid you not. I literally have it written on my calendar. The day I met him was literally less than a week after that, your team had messaged me.
Whoa!
And I was just like, wait. I had the little Twilight music playing in my head because I'm like looking around like, where's the camera? It's like, is this a joke? That was almost like a manifestation moment and a being led moment right there.
Girl, that's so powerful. I want to talk about manifestation because, I mean, we've just tapped into it. And I think that that is so powerful. This is the law of attraction secrets. Yeah. It's all about attracting what you desire or attracting whatever you're thinking about, which can be positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to attract the negative things. But if you're focusing on whatever it is you're focusing on, that is what is going to come to fruition. And what you were focusing on and you put it out into the ether, into the invisible substance around us, you put out that you wanted to do public speaking. And then, boom, you called it in. That was scary. That is insane timing.
So now I have a story to tell about how I basically manifested Natasha into my life.
Girl, I love it. So where do you want to be a year from now?
Public speaking, it sounds like.
Sounds like you got to be there. Like
I'm, you know, and again, I want to, you know, have an impact, you know, be an impact and be an inspiration to other women. I definitely think that is my target audience. It's other women who are maybe kind of lost in the direction or maybe, again, have that idea that, you know, I have to be born a certain way or I can never become that for whatever reason. You know, we all have, you know, our mental, we have very self-limited beliefs a lot of times.
Yes.
And you spoke a little bit about, you know, again, that manifestation and, you know, our thoughts.
Right.
You know, the thing is a lot of people go through life unconsciously.
Yes.
They're not aware of what they're walking
through life, basically.
On autopilot.
Yeah. So true.
But again, when you lead with purpose, that's when you see the results.
And that's when
results happen.
Ooh, and that's when you wake up.
Yeah.
I feel like when you actually go, this is my purpose, this is my assignment in my life, and this is where I need to be, you stop settling. You stop going for things that you were told you should have gone for. You stop doing the things that you were once imprinting into your mind that you had to do. You stop settling for shit relationships. I mean, it goes in every single direction.
Right.
Why do so many women struggle with feeling that they're enough?
I think that's, you know, what society has kind of sent the message that we have to be perfect or be a certain way.
Right.
And I think that draws in a lot of insecurities because you think that you have to be a specific way. I think we're all very divinely unique. We each have our own stories. Our path is going to be very different. But let's cut that right there because you see sometimes I start talking and I forget the question.
Doesn't matter. Like that was so good. This is good. But wait, I have a double question for you.
Okay.
What do we tell the woman who constantly compares herself to other people?
And that's hard right now with social media. That is very hard with social media because, again, people are scrolling. People are seeing people maybe have something, you know, they idolize a specific type of woman and somebody might look at that and say, you know, I don't look like that or I don't sound like that.
Mm.
And, again, you can be confident. Confident comes from within. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's, again, it's not comparing yourself to others.
Right.
Just, again, being so confident in who you are and your voice.
Amen.
That's what's important. It's not comparing yourself. And I think that's another part of it is how much we compare ourselves to others.
And we do naturally because we go on social media and we're like, she's a better mom than me. Yeah. She's a better coach than me. She does this more than me. I'll tell you what you should be comparing is how much work somebody is putting in. Mm-hmm. Not the way that they're living their life necessarily because pictures make everything look perfect. When I take pictures of my kids, do you know how many hours it may have taken to get that one photo? Or do you know how many tantrums we were dealing dealing with before the perfect cooking session. Like, that is the reality of social media. We don't see all of that because you don't have time to put 20 posts up showing all the things. And we don't. We all want to show a perfect version of our own lives. And some people, and I respect it so much, show the vulnerable side of it. They cry on camera. They show, like, the bullshit. They show the stuff they're going through. And I'm like, I fucking rate that. Like, I love that. But if you're going to compare to anything, compare to how much hard work someone else is putting in. How many times a day are they posting? Because that's really what you're getting FOMO over. You're actually watching their life and you're getting FOMO over the fact they are constantly at it, showing up.
Like you said, they're yeah. being seen.
Yes, girl. And visibility is everything.
Mm-hmm. You spoke a lot about visibility. Yesterday.
Right. You have to be
putting yourself out there.
Willing to be seen, and you are willing to be seen. That's why I rate you. Like, you were like, I want to come on the podcast.
Scared and all, by the way. You have to be scared and do it anyway. You got to get out of your comfort zone. Like, I'm completely out of my comfort zone right now. This is my first time speaking on a podcast or anything like this. So the fact that I'm, again, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, again, that's where you grow. Yes. It's getting out of your comfort zone. You're not going to become the person that you want to be, like, as you said, doing the same thing.
Well, you don't grow through the good times. You grow through the hard times. Mm-hmm. Comfort is the enemy of growth. We grow through what we go through. So what you are going through right now is putting yourself out there. And by the way, isn't she a natural, you guys? Isn't she amazing? Oh, you are so good naturally at doing that. And you're showing your journey. And that's the thing that people tap into. You're showing your journey. And I think you're one of those coaches, those people who shows their journey as they go along and then shows others how they can join it where you're at. Like, I think that is so beautiful. There's so many coaches that I look at and I'm like, they're not 10 years ahead already doing that. They're showing, so a year ago, I literally did this and here I am now. And now I'm going on my first podcast. And by the way, you can too. And you're starting to show others from your own experience. That is why people buy from you.
And also, I also want to say, you don't feel the need that you have to be perfect. Mm. I think that also the idea of a perfection stops a lot of people from taking those steps.
Yes.
But you don't really learn until you do. Like, I'm a hands-on learner, so the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it, the more confident you're going to be. Again, the more you get out of your comfort zone, the more you step out of your normal, habits, again, that's where you're going to see changes.
And, wow.
But again, don't make perfection stop you.
Yes.
Again, that I feel like that's something else that, it's put onto women is this idea of needing to be perfect. Look perfect.
Right.
Present yourself perfectly and no, be authentically you. People are going to love you for being you.
Amen.
And we need more of that, to be honest with you.
We so do. And also, I think a lot of this comes down to we aren't always ready. But you got to start before you're ready. Mm-hmm. We're never going to feel ready to have a baby. We're never going to feel ready to get married. I don't think there's the perfect day. You don't suddenly wake up and go, October 1st. I think that right now I want to have a baby. Necessarily, maybe you are feeling like you want to have babies, but there's not a day where it's like, today is the day that I'm going. It doesn't work like that. And it's the same with life. Start before you're ready. Start planning before you're ready. Start getting yourself out there before you're ready. Start building your visibility. I built my platform before I even knew what I wanted to sell. I built a massive platform with a big audience based around inspiration, motivation, being seen, visibility, becoming her, becoming him, before I even became her, before I even had a package to sell, because I just wanted to build community. I just wanted to build an audience, and I started getting myself out there and being seen. And then all of a sudden, my program was born, and that's where I was like, I know. I got to have this, my scripting society, where people can join and they can go inside. And that's when things start to happen. But you have to be willing to be seen.
Exactly. You have to literally get out of your comfort zone and stop letting fear and perfection stop you.
Girl, some of the things you say are such mic drops. What's the biggest myth that women have been taught around confidence?
Which I kind of mentioned already, but I think that belief that you're born with confidence, that it's something that you can't develop.
Mm.
That I think that's a big one for me. I think that's just a very limiting belief as well. Is that you can't become it, but you can. You can.
What was the cost of people pleasing, putting everyone else first?
Putting yourself last.
Ooh.
Literally putting yourself last. And then you also get a little resentful, too, about it when you continuously, put the needs of others before yourself. And I'm not talking to, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, don't be a selfish person. That's not what I'm saying. But again, we spoke a little bit about learning to say no and stop people pleasing. That's a big one for me.
That's so true. Okay, so give me three tips for what a woman can do right now. She is thinking about getting into the more confident version of her. She's like in the middle of her year, maybe the end of her year, and she's like, I am just wanting to do something great with myself and get out my comfort zone, get out of this box. What do I need to do? What are the first three things that somebody does for more confidence?
That's a good question. What are we going to tell the folks here?
Journaling.
Is somebody listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think your self-talk is very important. Because again, I think that's where it starts. It's within. Saying that you're not good enough, saying that you can never be this person that you want to be. Whatever limiting belief that you are, you need to become self-aware of that.
Wow.
And start changing that internal dialogue that you have with yourself. You gotta have self-love first. That comes first.
So good.
Because again, if you don't have self-love, that's how you start people-pleasing. That's how you start tolerating things that you shouldn't. That's how you start settling. You really need to fall in love with yourself.
So good.
That self-love comes first, the self-talk. So again, my first tip would be to become conscious of what you're thinking about.
That's beautiful.
And you mentioned it as well, journaling.
Love that. Okay, so that could be number two, journaling.
Yes, journaling. And we spoke a little bit about that earlier, about really start reflecting and thinking about who it is that you want to become. We spoke about, you know, gratitude yesterday and things that you're grateful for and starting your day, you know, on a bright, you know, on a good foot.
I do that. You do that too?
Yes. And it's funny because, again, bringing back 2025, when everything in my life probably seemed like it wasn't going as I wanted it to. But sometimes I would literally cry because of how grateful I was. And I don't even know how to explain that feeling.
I do too. It's beautiful.
Just like how grateful you are. Even when your outer, you know, outer appearances might not look that way.
Right.
There's always something that you can be grateful for.
That is so, so, so beautiful. And there is. By the way, that state of crying with gratitude is actually the most high frequency we feel. The reason I love talking about that is when you are so grateful that you just cry with thank you for this moment. Thank you that I'm here. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you for whatever you just did or whatever you just achieved, whether it's super small or super big in your mind, whatever it is. When we give that amount of gratitude, we unlock this key to other amazing things, to other codes, to other things to be grateful for. That is the state of manifestation. People think that you've got to do rituals to manifest. Not necessarily. It works for some, but truly it comes down to gratitude. If you're super grateful for something, you will attract more things to be grateful for.
I love that.
And giving gratitude ahead of what you want. Like, I am so grateful that I am. I used to be like, I'm so grateful that I am the number one female motivational speaker. Boom, boom. I kept saying it until it happened.
And you are. What's crazy. You are. You manifested that.
I had to, because I believed it, but you give gratitude for it. So you give gratitude for your coaching business in advance. You give gratitude for the car that you want, for the house you want, for the partner that you want. I am so grateful that I have the dream family, that I have the confidence that I never had. I'm so grateful. And all of a sudden, you're saying it enough. You're rewiring your brain. You're becoming a different version of you. You are becoming a new and upgraded personality.
Yeah.
That's how we change.
And I will also add, is going back to your previous question, is also do one thing that scares you.
Oh, girl, that is so good.
Do one thing that scares you.
How often?
As often as you can.
No way. Oh, my
like
God.
Everything. Like, again, I grew up a girl that was so quiet, so shy. My parents were super strict growing up. They were very old school. They were strict. So for me to start solo traveling is, honestly, I would recommend it to any, you know, woman out there who loves to travel and is, you know, has friends that maybe they don't want to go with them. Don't do something just because your friends don't want to come along.
Right.
I think that was also a big confidence boost for me, because having the ability to maneuver a new city or a new country on your own.
Whoa, that's wild.
Like, that builds confidence. So last year I went on my first solo trip to El Salvador, mind you. And what even led me there was because I was seeing other women go by themselves solo traveling to El Salvador. So seeing other women do it was like, well, I can do that. And don't get me wrong, again, I was so scared because I'm like, I am about to travel to a different country, be alone, because a lot of people are also scared, right, you know, to be alone in their own company. Right. Again, I think that's also what helped me build confidence was enjoying my own company.
Yeah,
I actually love being alone. Also, like, I think that's so important for me to take, you know, that time to myself. And I had such, like, an amazing experience.
What did you do?
Oh, my God. What didn't I do? I had a whole itinerary planned.
I love it.
Like, I hired a driver. As soon as I got there, he drove me to, like, this lake where I jet skied. Like, when I tell you, I'm, like, also, again, coming from my background, if you were to tell me that I would travel to a different country by myself and be jet skiing, as soon as I landed from the, like,
it's crazy.
Landed, that's so, like, wild. That is wild. But again, that confidence that I have is so, it's that confidence where, like, I'm like, I know how to handle challenges. I know how to handle problems.
Wow.
I can go and, again, enjoy my own company.
Yeah. Did you meet people on the trip?
Oh, I sure did. I met people. I was actually surprised about the people that were in El Salvador, right, from Europe, from Canada, from the U.S. I was like, wait, what is everybody doing here? I thought, like, you know.
That's so cool.
But it was so fun.
I love that. I've never heard someone talk about it, solo travel on the show. So that's really interesting. I love that. And would you do it again?
Absolutely.
Where would you go next time?
I solo traveled here, basically.
Yeah, you're right. You did. You did. You traveled in.
That was my first time taking a train by myself.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, how, like, I've never taken a train before. So I'm like, I don't know how easy this is going to be.
Was it easy?
Coming in was, but New York leaving was maybe a different story for me. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I'll let you know.
It's going to be easy. We're manifesting that it's easy. Okay, before we wrap for today. So many women are scripting the life they want, but they're still showing up as the old versions of themselves. How do you actually become the woman capable of receiving everything you're asking for?
Ooh. There's a lot of directions I can take this question. Your daily habits. Your daily habits. What are you doing? You spoke about it actually yesterday, about how you took, I believe you said, every day you do 1%. You mentioned something about 1%. That you would do something each day.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah, it's perfect. The 1%, okay. I said basically on stage that you get 1% better every day.
Yeah.
And you build on becoming 1% better at your skill, at your talent, at yourself, at your health, like whatever it is, I'm getting 1% better every single day in every way.
But that takes action. You have to take action to do that. You have to do the thing. If you don't do the thing, I mean, where are we going, right?
Right. I know.
You're not
so
going
good.
Nowhere. You're like a hamster in a wheel. Running
so
in circles.
Good. So good.
Creating the same life you lived yesterday. Basically just recreating the past.
Oof. Oh my God. Some of the stuff you say is mic drop. It's so good.
Yeah.
Wow. You're so right. Don't be a hamster in a wheel, guys. You don't want to get caught in that cycle. For real though, if you just keep running around in circles, you are just the same version of your past. You are just chasing your past. I also say to people, don't feel obliged to have to hang out with people because you have something in common from your past. You don't have to hang out with the friends you grew up with because you have something in common, like the city you grew up in, the school you went to, the things you used to do. You don't have to be around those people because you have something in common with your past. You want to be around people that you have things in common with your future. Yeah. I want to be around people who are making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars because we have something in common right now. I want to be around people who are building empires, who are inspiring people, who are motivating, who are getting up and taking action. Yeah. That for me is the people I want to be around. So choose your session, choose your people, choose your place, invest in your audience, invest in yourself, because your network is your net worth.
Yes, I love that. And not only be around them, but learn from them.
Mm.
Even if maybe you're not around somebody that maybe is somebody that you want to be like, pick up a book.
Yes, amen.
Amazing books they are about some of the greats. Pick up, watch a podcast.
Yes, there we go.
Listen to an audiobook. Learn from somebody who has done what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think that's so important, to be honest with you, is who you have around you. It definitely affects. You don't want to be like a crab in a bucket.
That never gets out.
No.
I love that you know that analogy. If you watched the podcast before and heard that, I talk about that. I've spoken about it like three times. Yeah, the fact you know that's so great.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's why you're good at what you do, because you understand all the analogies of life, and it really does help when people see it visually. I could talk to you for hours, Queen. You're so good. Where can people follow you? Where can people find you? Where can they get involved and learn more from you?
Yeah, of course. You can follow me on Instagram under Lori Giselle.
Her link is below, y'all, so you can see that.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, to get people to tap in, go and DM her, follow her, go and vibe and see her beautiful content, and you'll see why she is here today on the show. I loved having you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really could talk to you for hours. Your energy is just...
Thank you.
Amazing.
And same with you. You're such a beautiful soul. For the minute I met you yesterday, I said, oh, this is such a great event. I love her.
Oh my God, I love that. You're so such beautiful. You're the sweetest.
Thank you. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you for traveling in and showing people that you can solo travel on your own and be confident and overcome fears, and inspiring us today to take action, set up new habits into becoming the new version of ourselves, and doing something that makes you scared, doing something that you're fearful of, so you can overcome it and prove that you can become whoever you want to be. I really took that away from today's show.
I love that.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today. If you have, please do share this with a friend. I know there's somebody out there who you want to inspire today. This was definitely one of those episodes where you can listen in the evening, you can listen in the car, you can listen while you're walking, driving, relaxing, wherever it is. You have me in my softer tones today, you guys. We love it. I'm voice rest a little bit before my next show. I love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your ears, your eyes, your mind, your time. We love you. This is the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and we'll see you again next time for more.